Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in. Mayor Lightfoot, of course, unveiled her budget today, a $1.2 billion shortfall she'll be making up for that in a variety of ways that we'll get to through the program. But one of the things the city depends on is tourism, and of course, it's been a terrible year for that. The man in charge of turning that around and turning our image around is Michael Fasnacht, who is the former CEO and president of FCB in Chicago, now the chief marketing officer for the city, and he's working for a dollar a year. Michael, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you having me on the show. A big listener, a big fan of your show.
Listen, if I pay you $2, will you turn my brand around?
If you, not for $2, but at a great dinner outdoors at one of our great restaurants in Chicago, I'll do anything for you.
Okay, so well, I'll take you up on that. It's been a rough year. It's going to perhaps be another rough year ahead. How is it that you, I mean, I'm thinking of sewing silk out of a sow's ear. How do you get money back in the city?
Very good question. I think, first of all, we have to realize we are in a pandemic. So first of all, we have to focus on the residents. We have to make sure that our residents feel safe and good about going out and spending money. That's why, you know, we did quite some initiatives about to making sure that when people go out to restaurants or stores feel safe. We look at the winter, and you probably followed the winter dining design challenge.
Sure.
We would try and come with innovative ways of how people can eat outside. But first, residents, and second, then people within driving distance. Because not that many people will travel to Chicago from other states.
So have we seen your work? I mean, so when Mayor Lightfoot comes out in a Halloween costume for a briefing or that design competition, are those ideas you're coming up with?
Yes, it's myself and then, you know, some other folks in the mayor's office. But yes, from, I like to say, on the second day of my job, I pitched to her the Stay Home, Save Lives campaign, the memes with her. So we're always trying to come up with new, innovative, creative ways to first communicate to our residents, and secondly, as well, build the brand of the city as an innovative, progressive, and creative place to work, live, and thrive.
You said that you walking down Michigan Avenue after the second wave of looting was the darkest day, or maybe the most challenging day of your professional life. Explain your feeling as you walked down Michigan Avenue, and what was going through your head about how you get beyond that and rebranding the city?
So I had this true emotion walking down. I felt so bad for a lot of the stores because people always like to talk about the high-end stores, that a lot of stores are owned by hard-working people, and all these stores have jobs, and they're helping people, you know, to take care of their families. And while do I understand a lot of, you know, the emotions that led after the killing of George Floyd, I just have a tough time to understand why people destroy other people's livelihood. I think that's not right. And I knew while the physical damage on this day was harsh, I knew the emotional and psychological damage for the brand of Chicago was worse. And I had to think then immediately, how can we turn this around? How can we continue to say Chicago's a great place and we're building a different Chicago while acknowledging the sins of our past? It's a segregated city.
Oh, sorry, right. So acknowledging the sins of the past, not trying to sweep them away. Have you come up with that solution? How do you do that?
No, I mean, the great thing is we have a mayor who is very authentic about this. And whenever, even like some of the work that's maybe not as visible, but that I help co-create, if it's about our domestic workers, maybe we brand them as care workers. We started last week to address a very challenging topic of domestic violence. So it's not just about just the fun topics, but it's also addressing the hard topics that impact our 2.8 million residents. And that's ultimately how you build first a brand for the residents and then beyond.
So the media coverage of your announcement of your job has said that you're going to make Mayor Lightfoot the centerpiece of this. And given our conversation now, I understand how you have with those early memes that were so successful, the costume, all those different things. Why is it that she's the person you're selling Chicago on or around, I should say?
So I don't know if people have misunderstood someone as a centerpiece. The mayor is part of the brand of the city of Chicago, like any mayor, like any city leaders. If you look at New Zealand, your perspective and perception of New Zealand has probably changed because of how the prime minister has acted the last 3 or 4 years. So that's nothing particular about Lori Lightfoot. But I think I'm fortunate that she is an intriguing, complex human being that people are drawn to. And she's part of the brand of the city of Chicago. But as well, the brand of the city is bigger than her. So while we're leveraging her to communicate residents, we're also not just only using her. That would be a wrong thing.
What you said that you're going to use a series of tent pole events. I'm not sure what that means.
The tent pole, if you look at the next 12 weeks, we have Halloween, and we'll probably communicate more the next couple of days about how we hopefully safely celebrate Halloween. We have Thanksgiving coming up. We have the holidays. Yom Kippur, we have Christmas coming up, Kwanzaa, we have so many what I call cultural events coming up, the City Lights Festival, that we have to now communicate in a new way because a lot of them you cannot do physically face-to-face. That's an emotional time, and we have to show up as a city, as leaders, as residents of this great city.
I think you just hinted that there's going to be an announcement soon on Halloween. If you want to preview it here, you're certainly welcome to.
So we announced, 2 weeks ago, the mayor announced the 8 rules how to safely celebrate Halloween. And then we announced as well, because our intent is, unless something changes, to give people the opportunity to safely celebrate Halloween. Clearly, we are in the second surge of the pandemic, so we have to be mindful of the numbers that change every day. So we're looking with the Health Commission very closely on the changing numbers.
What's Black Friday going to look like?
Oh, I think it's an opportunity, Black Friday, to reframe it. An agency out of our pledge by Chicago for Chicago, where agencies pledged their pro bono service, approached me a couple of weeks ago with a great idea. And we are right now in full execution mode. So I hope I can further increase your curiosity what we're doing with Black Friday.
Well, the quote from you is, you'll never look at Black Friday the same way, I promise you that. That's pretty intriguing.
Yes, and I promise you as well, if I disappoint you, I will treat you for lunch in one of our great Chicago restaurants, clearly outdoor. Then you bring your 2 coats, and it's fine to sit outside.
So if your target is the city of Chicago and people, I'm interested more in the people outside of city who are within driving distance because, we hear them on the radio station, and the ones who call anyway, I don't know how representative it is, but the ones who call are afraid. They don't want to come in the city. I think they're mistaken, but their concerns, their emotions are theirs, and they're genuine.
Yeah, I have to respect that sentiment. I think we can only overcome this by showing them that our superintendent has the right community policing strategy, that the city is safe. And you cannot sell that safety. You have to show it and demonstrate it every day. And I think the superintendent and his police force has done that the last couple of weeks, and we have to continue doing that.
What's the best idea you've brought to the mayor that she's turned down?
That is a great question. Oh, there's so many, Steve. but I really like working with the mayor because, she said she buys probably every other idea I have for her, but she has a great sense of what is good work, what not. The good thing, when you grow up in the advertising world, you're used to that your clients only buy 1 out of 10 ideas. And if the mayor buys every other idea of mine, I'm very happy.
Michael Fasnacht is the $1 a year chief marketing officer, and it's his job to get you out there to come down here. Michael, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate your show.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.